love is done.
Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. And I have to tell you, this afternoon, we are going to be sharing something with you with a wonderful woman, Heidi Marble, her absolutely awesome book, Waiting for Wings. Now, I deliberately have not given you any background on this book, because this is a story that is going to touch your heart and your mind, but I think also it is going to give you an example of the human spirit and how one person can make such a difference just by telling their own story. Heidi, I'd like to welcome you to our show.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
Well, I am absolutely pleased. Now, before we get into your personal story, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your background. You know, what did you do professionally? You know, what were you involved with? Because you are an artist in my mind's eye. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I went to college to become an educator, a teacher, and I taught elementary school. And so that is my background. And I was just teaching school when the bottom dropped out of my world.
Now, when the bottom dropped out of your world, this was something that...
Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
afternoon and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a wonderful hour for you, and I'm looking forward to sharing time and information with you as I always am. How many of you are going to be traveling? How many of you in your travels will be going through airports, security? Well, my guest today, Natalia Ippolito, is a person that can give us the inside scoop on what we need to be aware of. And if you're like me, I've been in and out of airports, but in these past few days, you need to be aware of this. Natalia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you are a fascinating lady. You're involved with airport security. How in the world did you ever get into that line of work?
Well, actually, Donna, I applied for TSA to supplement my income. I'm a writer by trade, and I was writing on the beautiful island of Kauai, Hawaii, and I was writing a film script, a period piece.
So
I needed to supplement my income.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. People said, well, couldn't you go and, you know, do data entry? Why did you choose TSA? Because you have to go through quite a bit of training, don't you?
Yes, you sure do. Unfortunately, TSA, the federal government, was the only organization that would hire me. Working on the islands, finding a job is very, very difficult, even if you're an educated person like myself and my husband. We both applied for about 15 different jobs, like you said, data entry and hospitality and computers. And there's a stigma there. They really hold those high-paying jobs, which on the islands, is, the jobs there are really not that high-paying, but those ones that are really reserved for the locals, and the island is only 60,000 people. So it was very difficult finding a job unless you had your own business.
Now, here you are. You're going through the training. We all are aware of what happened here on 9/11, which
yes,
totally transformed everything. When did you start training as part of, you know, being a TSA?
I was hired in 2004, and I worked for close to a year. And I was hired and trained as a dual-function screener. Basically, what dual-function means is that I was trained to not only work at checkpoint, running the X-ray machine and walk-through metal detector and those positions there, but also being trained in check baggage, where in one day you could lift 10,000 to 20,000 pounds of luggage.
Oh, my goodness. Chiropractors of the world, they must be made aware of this. Massage therapists must be made aware of this. They should have their cards being handed out to all of you out there working and lifting.
Absolutely.
And doing, because I know that's very much a part of the job. Now, here you are as a female.
Yes.
You are involved as a TSA, and for those of you who are not aware of what that means, that's a Transportation Security Administration
yes,
position. You were a dual-function security screener, and you wanted to write this book. It was important for you, and as a writer, I mean, you've been involved in another venue. Why was this so important? And by the way, the title of the book is I Might As Well Be Naked, and the cover is just it's just awesome. Everybody's standing in line without a stitch on. And it's how to survive airport screening with your clothes on. So it's a little bit of comedy humor here with the cover. What compelled you to do this? You know, you could have just done your job and then left the job and not even bothered to write about it. Why is it important for you to communicate this information?
Absolutely. The book was really an afterthought, and the funny thing is, Donna, is that the title of the book, I Might As Well Be Naked, really came from the passengers. I would hear on a daily basis, I look like a terrorist. Do I look like a terrorist? I'm not a terrorist. Or I might as well be naked. I have to take off my sweater and my shoes and all that. But really, I joined TSA. I went in with great aspirations, thinking that I could make a difference and serve the American public, and it was my patriotic duty, and so on and so forth. But when I actually started the job, it was amazing how many negative comments I got from my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I walked in happy, feeling good, knowing that I was going to help people. And even on my first day on the job was a great example of how things changed for me as far as the desire, the passion in trying to get information out there and wanting to help people. I always had a smile on my face. I always respected the passengers. I always called them by name. I have 25 years experience in hospitality, so that's where I come from. Mm-hmm. I am more customer service oriented, but I understand my duty as far as the security aspect, and I exercise both. But really, just watching the struggle and the pain on people's faces, listening to them speak out in anger, my spirit died very quickly, in dealing with these people because they couldn't understand the higher purpose of us being there. The only thing they could understand was that there's something being taken away from them, and a lot of people are living in fear, and that's why I wrote that book. I don't want people to live in fear. I want them to be empowered. I want them to come from their higher selves and use my information to help them, just skip through the security screening and, fast, safe, and easy.
Well, I know, having traveled as much as I have, that when this first started evolving, many people felt like freedoms were being violated, and
yes,
it was quite a laborious process to go through. And having gone through airports just recently, the lines of travelers are just incredible. And, of course, we're all admonished, make sure you get to the airport at least 2 hours ahead.
Yes.
And you have all of these neon signs that tell you what you should be carrying, what you shouldn't be carrying, and things change every time you go into an airport.
Yes.
Every airport is different.
Yes.
So that's very frustrating to the
right
traveler. Now, you bring out some very, very good points, Natalia, that I think is great. You say no one should be alarmed if a screener, a TSA screener, asks you if your bags are unlocked, if you have any firearms to declare, or if there are matches or lighters in your bag. Don't be offended by this. This
right
is something that you are told that you must ask. Don't
yes
feel insulted. And you bring out a number of points. And having just recently stood in a very, very long line at the airport, I was quite impressed about the speed with which people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, check in. Get your boarding pass, if you can, before you go to the airport.
Yes.
And check in online and have your bags unlocked. You can check them often at the curb. And you need to plan ahead. And, I just love this. I mean, I want to go into this. You say, place all your personal toys in checked baggage. You must tell this story. I just loved it. I was in stitches when I finished with it. Tell us what happened with the toys.
Absolutely. working on a beautiful island and dealing with vacationers, Donna, it's really surprising how many people love to travel with their personal bedroom toys. It's a great thing, and this
sure
one lady, this one lady had her personal bedroom toy in her carry-on. And basically, when her carry-on bag went through the X-ray machine, all of a sudden I heard, shut down security checkpoint. This is coming from my supervisor. He says, operations, just stop. Everybody halt. And everybody froze. And it was like, okay, what's going on? So I immediately went over there to see what the ruckus was. And sure enough, they're looking at the X-ray machine, and they're determining whether or not it's a IED or what we call a bomb. And there was a lady waiting for her bag, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs, are you looking at my bag? This is a vibrator. This is a vibrator. And, of course, airport police and FSD is there and, airline personnel and TSA personnel, and they're standing there. Now, this is considered a threat. So apparently they can surely listen to the passenger, but all threats are taken into consideration and are dealt with very seriously. So the airport actually shut down for 30 minutes, and it was a hot, sultry summer afternoon. It was 95 degrees, and the Kauai airport is outside. so everybody is just sweating and yelling and saying, what's going on? And she kept, and the passenger kept yelling, it's a vibrator, it's a vibrator. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's what happens when you, you know, have a heavy-duty one. I guess I call it the V3000 is probably what she had. But seriously, you if you're going to carry your personal bedroom toys, you certainly want to pack them in your checked baggage and put them in a plastic zip-top bag to avoid any contamination. Because there was one afternoon that I was screening bags and checked baggage, and there was about an 80-pound bag that was stuffed to the gills. I opened it up, and just things just automatically just flew out because it was so full. And it was a gentleman's bag, and it had all kinds of sexual paraphernalia. And these items were not in a plastic bag, and they were rolling on the floor. And the gentleman was watching this from the sidelines, and he turned beet red and turned around and made a beeline straight for a checkpoint.
Ah, yes. Now, being that you were doing this in the islands.
Yes.
I know from having traveled to the islands that we have to fill out an agricultural report when
yes.
we are a passenger flying into the islands, and sometimes we even have to do it when we're leaving the islands.
Okay.
So here you go. You've got this form, and sometimes if you've not done this before, it's a little bit confusing. But the irony is sometimes people try to smuggle in reptiles and all kinds of interesting creatures. They have,
yes.
you know, they put them under their, I mean, somebody once, I remember, had a boa constrictor underneath their skirt or whatever, and
yes.
they were found out. I mean, this is unbelievable what people will do. But it's important for people to realize they don't pack live animals in their baggage. Now, to me, that's just common sense. Why
right.
don't you do it? And the islands, for example, have a quarantine.
Yes.
So you can't just take animals over there. You have
right.
to put them in quarantine. So
right.
you've got that. You also say not to pack electronics. You've got all of these tips throughout your book. And mm-hmm. for those of you listening, the book is titled I Might as Well Be Naked, How to Survive Airport Screening with Your Clothes On. And Natalia Ippolito is my guest today. Now, all of this information and so much more is available to you, and you can go through it. It's really very easy to read. She's got things itemized out, different subject matter, but, you know, don't pack electronics in your check bag. One I found, too, was very important. Don't pack wrapped gifts because they need to, many times, depending on what that gift is, and I
mm-hmm.
know this from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
you can have something that's glass. Like if you've bought a gift of crystal, that's going to set off a particular type of an alarm when they put your luggage through. So if your package is not wrapped, they're not going to have to unwrap it to find out what it is.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there was a lady who had a wrapped package, and it was her birthday, and she was the recipient.
Uh-huh.
And they had to open up the package, and she found out what her birthday present was.
In advance. All right, now let's talk a little bit, because this, I know, has happened to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about medical and let's talk about disabilities. Let me just label it that way.
Sure.
We're going to cover medical oxygen and respiratory equipment, medications, prosthetic devices, casts, body braces,
mm-hmm.
exterior medical devices. This is important because
yes.
you do a marvelous job of explaining how someone that may have this situation can handle what needs to be done at the airport and not get panicky or paranoid.
Right.
Let's go talk about getting a porter. If someone needs a wheelchair, what do they need to be aware of?
Yes, absolutely. When you make your airline reservations, you certainly want to ask for a porter or a wheelchair. If you need assistance, that porter will help you with your luggage. He'll unload your bags on the X-ray machine, walk you through the whole security process, offload your bags, pack them back up, and take you directly to the gate. Those porters are there to be of service for you. Certainly you want, if you're traveling with oxygen, that type of thing, you want to notify the airlines that you're going to be needing oxygen. I know that some airlines, depending on which airlines you fly, They have some have fees, some do not have fees, but it's important to know that you cannot take your own oxygen onto the plane. You have to use the airlines. But you also want to remember, where am I flying to? Do I have a layover? So, you know, you're going to need oxygen suppliers at all points. So during the, you know, during your flight, at your layover, and actually at your destination. And the oxygen suppliers, you want to be able to give out that information, your flight information, so they can meet you at the gate. Certainly you should never be disconnected from oxygen, your oxygen. And certainly you want to, any type of medical condition or device, there's always alternative ways to be screened. If you check with your doctor, for instance, with oxygen, and you cannot be disconnected, a screener should not be disconnecting your oxygen. If you can be disconnected, you as a passenger would do it, or the person that you're traveling with, as long as they've been screened as well. So there's certainly in the book, yes, you're right, Donna, I cover a lot of different areas with medical conditions and devices. I know medication is a big question that people are having. Medication can be hand-checked or screened through the X-ray. Always check with your doctor. You have a disability, check with your doctor, find out what could be screened, what shouldn't be screened, how you should be screened the best possible way, meaning walking through the metal detector or receiving a full body pad down. For people with defibrillators and insulin pumps and also pacemakers, like I said, always check with your doctor first. But typically you always want a pat down, because what happens, the walk-through metal detector, especially if you have battery in your implants, it'll deplete the battery. So that's why they say don't go through the walk-through metal detector. Get that pat down. But you also want to have identification cards. People with disabilities, you want to make it easy on yourself. And you always want to ask the screeners to be discreet, and they are trained to be sensitive and discreet. And always know that the screener is there to help. They will offer a hand, a shoulder, an arm to walk to help you through, as well as the porter. And private screening is always available. If you feel uncomfortable and you don't want to be screened, or if you have some type of metal implant that you need to, you know, lift, and because they need to physically request to see that item, that implant, if it's on the outside of your skin, for instance, you always want to ask for a private screening. And certainly, it's always available. And also, you want to look for special lanes that say persons with disabilities or special needs or special conditions. So many different airports have these lanes because they understand that extra time and extra care needs to happen there.
You relate a story about a male passenger, and I have to tell you, just, oh, gee whiz, in the past couple of days, I've talked with people that have been traveling in Europe and the experiences that they have had in going to Europe. And they said the screening process is really quite intense, and you really have to be prepared and be knowledgeable about it. But in this instance, this really caught my attention. It was about a young male passenger who, as you described him, he was very, very irritated, and it was obvious he was having a bad day, and he had a prosthetic device, and he took it off on his own. And you said you had a coworker that spoke to him, and this young man said, "Nope, just put it through." But then he did something that he said was should never been permitted. What was it that this young man did?
He hopped through the walk-through metal detector. You know, when you go through the metal detector, you cannot dance, you cannot skip, you cannot hop. And, you know, he was irritated. He just wanted the whole process over. And really what he should have done is just walk through the metal detector with his prosthetic. Screeners will not ask you to take off your prosthetic. And people who have prosthetics, please do not take them off. You know, it's just a lot easier for you to go through secondary screening. They do a test for explosives. And matter of fact, there's new technology for people that have casts, matter of fact, because anybody who has braces or like a neck brace, a cast, prosthetics, they do, unfortunately, they do need to take one extra, TSA needs to take one extra step in checking that item for explosives. Now, Donna, you'd probably say, well, you know, why is that? Well, that's because terrorists have used prosthetics and casts and braces in trying to smuggle explosives into airports. So this is, unfortunately, you know, the terrorists are definitely forcing us to be a little more proactive and, you know, just to keep us safe.
There is also a side of your experience in being a TSA worker,
mm-hmm.
and that is ghosts. And I found that this was so appealing because you said that your shift began at 5 a.m.,
yes.
And the first flight into the islands didn't arrive until about 6:10.
Right.
And you had opened, were walking back to your podium. Tell us what happened.
Sure, Donna. Well, you must know that all of my life, I am an intuitive. I'm also a psychic medium. This is something that I was born with. I'm third generation. It's just no turning it off. It's just something that happens with me naturally. I'm very tuned in to supernatural and paranormal things, and it seems to be that the ghosts love making themselves known to me as well. So 5 o'clock in the morning, you go into an area which we call a foyer, and the foyer connects the gate area in Hawaii to the baggage claim.
Mm-hmm.
My job was to unlock the automatic doors. So as I was unlocking the automatic doors, and I would say there was two on each side, and I was walking back to a little station that actually had a seat, and that, I have to tell you, Donna, that's one of the areas that TSA screeners love to go for a half an hour or an hour because they get to actually sit and relax. Because there are certainly times where you could be working up to 5 hours and or 4 or 5 hours, depending how busy the airport is, and not be allowed to sit because you're so busy. So airport foyers are air conditioned; they've got a seat, and it's just
right.
And sure enough, I would sit there, and all of a sudden, the doors would open, and all four doors, not all together, but one by one, and then two by two, and then one, and different combinations. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, whoa, what's going on? This is really strange. So this would happen to me every single time I had that 5 o'clock shift. And I just started talking to whoever was there, thinking, okay, well, I know that the airport is haunted. There are stories about a woman in a white dress or red dress. You know, it's always a woman in white
mm-hmm.
that people see on the tarmac. And because of the history of the islands, definitely I knew that there was a lot of, spiritual energy there and happenings. Because my husband and I saw ghosts in our house even on the island. So pretty interesting stuff. So I went up to my coworker and I said, Lisa, this is a place for people who are also injured that are recovering. It's kind of a light duty position. And I said to Lisa, do you ever have the doors open on you automatically? Because here I was thinking for the longest time, well, maybe it's some kind of malfunction. And she said, no, I've never had the doors open. So I went to somebody else. Have you ever had the doors open automatically while you're sitting on your podium? No, I've never had the doors open automatically. And I was starting to think, okay, this is a connection from the other side that certainly they want to make themselves known. So there is a Hawaiian phrase, it's ho'omaka'i, which means blessing to you. And so every morning I would start to chant this, ho'omaka'i, over and over again. And sure enough, the doors would open, doors would open, doors would open. And so I just said, to Lisa, I said, Lisa, when you go in there and those doors don't open, tell them Natalia says, ho'omaka'i, good morning, and see what happens. And sure enough, the next day she went in the foyer. Nothing happened until she said, ho'omaka'i, you know, blessings to you, good morning from Natalia. Natalia says hello. And those doors opened and freaked her out.
I love stories like that. Natalia, your book is very insightful. I also want to let my listeners know that you cover a section in your book about terrorism. You
yes.
cover safety. You
yes.
cover, you know, what you need to be aware of to pack in your carry-on luggage, what to do with your checked luggage. But your information is so good, and it is so informative, I think, for anyone, especially someone that is hasn't traveled for a while. They
mm-hmm.
need to understand these things so that they do not create unnecessary anxiety for themselves.
Yes.
Your book is called I Might As Well Be Naked, How to Survive Airport Screening with Your Clothes On. You also are interested in people corresponding with you. Is there a website? You know, you seem
yes.
to want to have them share some of their stories with you. And
yes.
Your dad also had worked for an airline company. But let's take that website. Let's get that information so we can share it with my listeners.
Great. Thank you, Donna. It's www.airportbook.com. That's airport, B-O-O-K.com. And, Donna, I would love to tell your listeners that there is free downloads for them. If they would like a tip of the week, they can sign up for that. The ultimate packing list, which tells them what they can take and carry on, check on luggage, as well as items to leave at home, is there. And also unknown fines and violations. So there's a big report that when the security measures keep rising and, you know, the rules and there's more rules and regulations implemented, TSA will be handing out more fines and violations. For instance, prohibited items, concealment of a prohibited item that is an aerosol gel or cream, it's $200 per violation. And interfering with the screening process, it could be false threats, non-physical or physical, it's up to $5,000.
Oy, the filth.
That's what I say. So that report, it's a one-page report. There's lots of fines on there. I certainly invite your listeners to go and download those complimentary. And also, I would love to hear any airport story about airlines or security screening. If they like to write me, they can write me at airportbook.com and just click on the contacts page. Privacy, we do not sell, rent these emails. They're just strictly for my use only, and I will write them back personally.
My guest today has been Natalia Ippolito. I Might As Well Be Naked is the title of her book. Cute cover, How to Survive Airport Screening with Your Clothes On. This is Donna Sebo. Natalia, thank you so much for being my guest today. Natalia Ippolito, and her website is airportbook.com. It's been a pleasure, Natalia, having you as a guest. We are going to be going on break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't
Thank
go
you,
away.
Thank you, Donna. It's been
You're
a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize customize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
That book, I Might as Well Be Naked, How to Survive Airport Screening with Your Clothes On, really is a very, very good book. Actually, I'd say it's almost like a must-read because changes are occurring, and it's not just within the U.S. It's around the world. Believe me, I've been talking with some international travelers, and they say what we go through is peanuts compared to what you have to go through in England and in a number of other countries. So be aware, this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're well-educated and informed so your trip can be as stressless as possible. Speaking of being stressless, hey, you have a chance to give a call if you want and chat with me here at 877-876-5227, which is the number in the U.S. of A. Canadians, you can call me at 888-810-8322. And our direct line is 530-876-3222. And that's our international line. But all you have to do when you call in is give me your first name or your initial. I'll give you my mental impressions. I'm a mental practitioner, psychic. I'm glad to do this. And then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that might be on your mind. I just wanted to share some information with you. You know, we were talking about traveling and, oh my goodness, school's out. Everybody's just on the go. We Americans, as I think many other people in the world, love to go someplace different. We want to have a break. We want to do something that's going to enable us to get a reprieve, especially if we're on vacation. Well, I have some tips for you on vacation where you can feel better about yourself. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I travel, I'll get headaches. And lots of times it is due to lack of hydration. So make sure when you travel, when you're on vacation, that you're taking in enough liquids. You want to make sure you get plenty of liquids. And be aware of the fact if you have time differences, your body may react in an unusual way. So what you want to do is pay attention to yourself and try to remember to maybe have some munchies with you. You know, on so many of the flights today, they don't serve meals. Some do, some don't. And if they do serve meals, there's a small fee for it, like about $5. But if you want to have your own food, then you're going to be able to pack it in. And sometimes a trail mix or anything that is your pleasure is really convenient to have. And when you have children traveling with you, trust me, you need to have munchies. That's absolutely necessary for the kids because they're always wanting to eat and having games for them as well. As I said, you want to be water savvy. Now, if you're going into a foreign country on a vacation, remember, you don't want to drink the water. Now, there was a recent study that on U.S. planes, now this fascinated me, on U.S. planes, that they tested positive for diarrhea-causing bacteria. What to do? Drink bottled water only on flights. And you want to be sure that you wash your hands. You just want to be aware of that. And do you know that cold viruses can linger up to 24 hours on hotel room surfaces, including countertops, desktops, doorknobs, TV remotes? So if you want to be conscientious, clean those areas with disinfectant wipes. And that's just something that you can carry along with you. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to remember. Now, when you're on a flight, if you're wanting to take in a liquid, one of the best liquids you can take is not soft drinks, but it's tomato juice. Now, they say they have found in researching regarding traveling, if you drink 8 ounces of tomato juice daily, starting 3 weeks before a plane or a car trip, it can trigger a 30% drop in the risk of hazardous blood clots. There are as many as 10% of the people that travel that experience this because they're sitting for long hours. In my flight, when I was coming out to the East Coast, we had a number of times where we were hitting turbulence and we were told to sit in your seats. Well, the plane was packed. Nobody could get up and walk around. So this little tip can enable you to not be concerned, especially if you're a mature individual. And lycopene, the pigment that gives the tomato juice its red color, also stops blood platelets from becoming sticky, and that is the first step in clot formation. And Alan Magaziner, he is the author of the All Natural Cardio Cure, so he's done his homework on this. Also, do you know you can minimize motion sickness by using acupressure? Mm-hmm. You can. You can get a relief band wristband. And what happens, it has an electronic sensor, and it painlessly stimulates nerve endings in your skin that quell nausea. And up to 80% of people that use this reportedly experience relief within 15 minutes of using the bands. And you can find them at your local pharmacies and drugstores. So that is a relief band wristband. Also, there are exercises, and they call them the Puma method. This is a very unique anti-nausea routine that you can watch on a video. It uses head and hip rotating exercises to desensitize you to that, well, you know, that queasy stomach, that churning feeling you get like you're riding a roller coaster or bumpy car rides, or if you're on a ship, you can have it happen. And if you do it daily for 2 weeks before your trip, it can reduce the risk of motion sickness. And there's a website called Puma, P-U-M-A, method.com. And you know what? They say if you're experiencing jet lag, one of the best things you can do is in the morning after arrival, if you're in an area where there's lots of sun, if you put yourself in that natural environment of sunshine for 20 minutes, it helps your body to shift to a new time zone within 2 days. Now, if you want to adjust to your new time zone even faster, 2 days before you depart for your trip, use a light box. Use a light box, and you can find them in most pharmacies, to give yourself a 20-minute blast of light at the time the sun rises in the place you're heading to. Really interesting stuff. And that is with those lights, those light boxes use full spectrum lighting. And don't forget to create a bedtime ritual, but if you're like me, your schedule is so wacky and that's the last thing that you involve yourself with because you're in the mode of getting everything ready to go. So I can't say that I'm really good at doing that. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to give me a call and chat and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, call me on 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. We also have a direct line for international calls of 530-876-3222. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. Phone lines are open if you want to give me a call, fine. We also have some more good things to share with you. And if I have the time, I'm going to continue the information on numerology and the power and definition of your own name. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and Talking Book Audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Siebel, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.